Hello again. We'd like to greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Paul Allison. Thank you for joining us for this week's message. Grab your Bibles and turn with me over to the book of Acts in chapter 1. And the title of this week's message is This Same Jesus. And as you turn over there to chapter 1 in the book of Acts, we're going to pick up our reading in verse 9. And just what was going on, Jesus, after his resurrection, had walked with the disciples for 40 days. And he had admonished them to be there in Jerusalem and wait until they be endued with power from on high. And we pick up here in verse 9 after he'd spoken to them, and it said, "And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven." Now, just imagine what an awesome sight this must be to see the Lord Jesus just ascend, just gravity turn loose, and he just all of a sudden just started going straight up into the clouds. And it had to be an amazing sight. But after he disappeared out of their sight and the cloud received him, and you know, those two angels, it had to be an angel standing there. It said two men standing by them in white apparel, which said here in verse 11, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven." Now, he said they were telling him he's going to come back. And we have that promise that Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah. And it's the same Jesus that they seen disappear into heaven. It's the same Jesus that was born of the Virgin Mary, that was conceived of the Holy Ghost, who was called Emmanuel, God with us, which was forenamed of the angel Gabriel when he came and said, "You'll call his name Jesus, and he's going to save the people from their sins, and he'll be conceived of the Holy Ghost." She said, "How will this thing be, seeing I know not a man?" Said that thing, the Holy Ghost were overshadowed thee, and that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. That's the same Jesus that when he was 12 years old sat with the religious leaders in the temple, and they were amazed at the wisdom and knowledge that he had. His questions and answers just amazed them. That's the same Jesus that turned the water into wine. It's the same Jesus, hallelujah, that walked on the water and calmed the raging sea when he said, "Peace, be still." It's the same Jesus that opened the eyes of the blind. It's the same Jesus that opened the ears of the deaf and unloosed the tongue that couldn't speak and made the crippled to walk and cleansed the lepers, hallelujah. That's the same Jesus, glory to God, that fed the multitudes with the five barley loaves and two small fishes, and they took up 12 baskets full of leftovers. And it's the same Jesus that they seen crucified on the cross, and then they seen him after his resurrection, and he walked with them 40 days, and he ascended on high and sat down on the right hand of God, where he sits at this very moment interceding for whosoever shall call upon him, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's the same Jesus that we're still looking for. Hallelujah. Now, this old world, they get caught up in a lot of things, and there's a lot of false doctrines out there. I want you to turn with me over to 2 Corinthians and chapter 11. There's a lot of false doctrines out there, and this is not a new problem. Paul dealt with it in the first century, and he had to write to different ones. Over in the book of Galatians, he had to admonish them because they were falling for the false teachings. And we see the Apostle John, Jesus had him to write to seven churches. He told five out of seven to repent. He told all seven of those churches to hold fast and to overcome and to endure, so on and so forth. But everyone, all seven, to overcome. But five of the seven churches was told to repent. And there was, in some cases, it was false teaching that was going on. That the Lord had John to write to the seven churches about there in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. But we see here Paul dealing with it here in this second epistle to the Corinthians here in chapter 11. And we're going to read verse 3, and Paul's admonishing them and warning them and teaching them here, and says, "But I fear, lest by any means, as a serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your minds should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." It ain't complicated. He's the Son of God. He came to reconcile the world back to himself in the person of his Son Jesus. It's simple, and there's one way. He said, "I am the way, the door, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father except for through and by him," he said. "And nobody can come to him except the Father draw him." That's the same Jesus that we're preaching. He said, "Be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ." And look here, verse 4. "For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received." And notice that's spelt with a small s, not a capital S. There's only one Holy Spirit, one Holy Ghost. "Received another spirit, which ye have not received, or another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." And it reminds me of our Galatians chapter 1. He said, if anybody bring any other gospel, which we have not preached to you, he said, though it be we, Paul talking about him and the other apostles, or an angel from heaven, which would have to be a fallen angel. It couldn't be an angel of God. It'd have to be one that had sinned with Satan and was kicked out of heaven. He said, though it be we or an angel from heaven, let them be accursed, as I said before. So say I now again, if anybody bring you any other gospel which you have not received, let them be accursed. And John wrote and said, if they bring you any other doctrine, he said, don't receive them into your house, neither bid them Godspeed. Sometimes they'll come knocking on your door, trying to give you their literature. You need to send them going on their way. Send them packing. Don't necessarily be rude to them, but be very frank and candid with them. And because they'll come to you and they don't knocking on your door, and they don't believe in the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, and they don't believe in a literal burning hell. That's false doctrine. You need to send them on their way. They say the resurrection of Christ is just a spiritual manifestation. Jesus laid that lie to rest the first day after he resurrected. They seen him and they supposed that they saw a spirit. But Jesus corrected them when he said, "Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bone." And then he asked for a bite to eat. They give him a piece of broiled fish and honeycomb to eat it right there in front of them. They was able to touch him. It was a bodily resurrection. But see, nowadays, there's a lot of false teaching and a false preaching going on. And they know how to use the right little, for lack of a better way of putting it, the right little buzzwords. They'll use the name Jesus, and they'll use the word Spirit, and the terminology Gospel. But here Paul warns about them preaching another Jesus. Well, see, I'm preaching the same Jesus that was born of the Virgin Mary, conceived of the Holy Ghost. The same Jesus that lived a sinless life. The same Jesus that did all the mighty miracles through the power of God the Father. The same Jesus, hallelujah, that died on the cross for my sins and your sins, His blood alone to atone for those sins. And the same Jesus that on the third and appointed morning, God raised Him from the dead, hallelujah. The same Jesus that walked with them 40 days, that as we started there in the book of Acts in chapter 1, that they seen ascend back on high. The same Jesus that those angels said would return, He is coming back. He's at this moment sitting on the right hand of God, interceding for whoever call on His name. He's the same one that's coming back. There's not another. Oh, this old world, like Islam, they say, well, Jesus was a real man that walked. He was a prophet. But they don't acknowledge Him as the Son of God. That labels them as Antichrist. Because John wrote and said, if you don't confess both the Father and Son, you're Antichrist. So, I preach the Jesus, the true Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us, the Son of God. They preach another Jesus. Some of these other denominations, they want to try to water it down. They don't want to believe in the bodily resurrection. They don't want to believe the deity of Christ. They don't want to believe the virgin birth. Well, see, that's another Jesus. They got the wrong one. But hallelujah, I serve a living Savior, a risen Savior. Whenever Thomas wasn't there with them and they seen Jesus and they thought he was a spirit and he said, handle me and see if a spirit hath not flesh and bone. Then later they reported to Thomas, hey, we've seen him, he's risen. He said, I won't believe it unless I see it myself, so to speak. I gotta see the nail prints in his hand and put my finger in the nail prints in his hand. I gotta see the wound in his side and thrust my hand into that his side before I would believe. A few days later, he's with them. Jesus appears again, the same Jesus. And he said, behold my hand. And behold my, I said, reach hither and thy finger and put the finger in the nail print. And reach hither thy hand and thrust it in my side. And told him, not to doubt, but to believe. And Thomas, he did believe. He said, my Lord and my God. He believed in that same Jesus that a few days earlier had seen him hanging on the cross and giving up the ghost, the same Jesus that Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus took down his body from that old rugged cross, and they wrapped it up and buried him in Joseph's new tomb where no man had ever laid, and they rolled that stone over it, and then the Jewish elders had the Romans to come and seal it and guard it. But 3 days later, hallelujah, when an angel descended from heaven and rolled back the stone and sat upon it, Jesus come out, risen. He went in there as a sacrificial lamb. He came out as a risen Savior. King of kings and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. That's the same Jesus that Thomas seen standing there and said, my Lord and my God. That's the same Jesus that them brethren 40 days after that resurrection seen ascend on high. And it's the same Jesus that 10 days after that, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, sent His Holy Spirit, that Comforter. He said, I must go away. He said, but if I go away, I'll send another Comforter from my Father. He said, my Father sent another Comforter. Now listen to this. And that Holy Spirit came. And this book of Romans tells us, without the Spirit of Christ, we're none of His. And that Holy Ghost came upon them, and what did it start doing? It started to testifying of Jesus. They come out and preach that same Jesus, that resurrected Savior. Oh, hallelujah. Peter, boy, he and the other brethren was bold, and they began to preach and win souls and tell them about that same Jesus, the one that they had walked with, the one that they had learned from. They had seen those miracles. They seen him out there walking on the water. Peter started walking to him and got his eyes off of him, began to sink. He hollered, Lord, save me. That same Jesus, reach out. The one walking on the water, reach out and took him by the hand. And Peter, that had walked just a little bit alone when he started to sink with his eyes off Jesus, but he called on him, and then Jesus took him by the hand. He was able to walk back to the boat with Jesus, holding him by the hand. That same Jesus is the one that on another occasion when the storm was raging, and they said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? And he just stepped out, and he didn't have to strain to do it. He just said, peace, be still. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says there was a great calm. It didn't kind of struggle to settle down. It didn't take hours to die down and blow over, but immediately it was a great calm. I'd say looking out across that water was looking like looking out across a piece of glass. Just still and calm, not a breeze a-stirring. Oh, you imagine those molecules in the air that made up the air, the atmosphere, and the molecules of that H2O, that raging sea. When they heard the voice of the Master, they knew that was the same Jesus that many years before, whenever He first spoke and said, let there be light, there was light. And then He said the Spirit of the Lord moved. He said the earth was without form and was void, and the Spirit moved, hallelujah, upon the water. waters. And he said, let the dry land appear. And he also separated the firmament, you know, and made the atmosphere. He made the oceans. He made the dry land. Hallelujah. Those same molecules recognized the Master's voice. They knew it was the same Jesus on the creation week that set all the molecules in order. Hallelujah. As the same one that said, peace, be still. Boy, and it just obeyed him instantly, and it's a great calm. I said it's one of the most peaceful nights them brethren ever seen out on the water. They'd never seen things so calm as when that same Jesus spoke. Well, then that same Jesus spoke to me March 19th, 1989. And let me know that I was lost and undone and needed to accept Him as my Lord and Savior. His Spirit was speaking to me. The Holy Ghost was dealing with my heart. The Heavenly Father was drawing me to Jesus. And the only way I could get to the Father was through Jesus. That same Jesus that hung on the cross about 2,000 years ago, who said, I thirst. And then later he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then that same Jesus said, it is finished. And he yielded up the ghost. And the earth quaked. The sky was dark. And that old Roman soldier stood there and said, surely this was the Son of God. And like I referred to earlier, there come Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus to claim the body and bury him. And then 3 days later, he got up, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Those Roman soldiers fainted dead away when they seen this same Jesus resurrect from the dead. Hallelujah. They couldn't take the sight of the angel. That's what made them faint. Just that big, that mighty angel rolled that stone back and set upon it. Nobody challenged a Roman soldier back then. It would have been instant death. You imagine, it had that tomb had a Roman seal on it. Anybody coming to that tomb and trying to roll back that stone without authority from Pontius Pilate, no doubt, would have been killed on the spot. Oh, but those soldiers couldn't handle that. He didn't say, excuse me, fellas, I got to roll a stone back. He just showed up, descended right out of heaven, and rolled the stone back. They didn't have power to maintain consciousness, much less try to guard that tomb. They fainted dead away. Time they come to, the Lord was out of the tomb. The tomb was empty. They skedaddled out of there, went back to tell them what happened. And they bribed them to lie and say his disciples came and stole him away while he slept. Hey, them soldiers would have had death penalty on them if whatever they was guarding and standing guard over had been violated and they hadn't defended it with their life, with that Roman seal on it. Why, just saying that we dozed off, hey, boy, you're still getting trouble as a soldier for sleeping on guard duty. Oh boy, that's a terrible offense. You sleep on guard duty and you don't guard vigilantly until properly relieved. You can get court-martialed. It can be serious, serious ramifications and punishment, consequences for not guarding something and not watching. If you sleep on guard duty, well, them boys probably would have faced a death penalty. Tortured to death. They might have been crucified themselves. But they said, hey, if it's come, those religious leaders, those elders of the Jews said, hey, if this comes to the governor's ears, we'll secure you. We'll persuade him and secure you. In other words, we'll bribe him too. So that lie got passed around that the disciples came and stole him away. No. He rose from the dead. And that same Jesus that rose from the dead, he's the same Jesus that previously raised Lazarus from the dead. When they rolled back the stone, he said, Lazarus, come forth. Hallelujah. That same Jesus that rose Lazarus from the dead, he rose from the dead himself by the power of the Father. And one day, when he comes back, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with a voice of the archangel and the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. And we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. That same Jesus that's going to come and call the saints to meet him in the air, going to resurrect those asleep in Jesus, that's the same Jesus that got out of the tomb. The same one that rose Lazarus from the dead, he's going to raise us up and rapture us out of here. Hallelujah. And let me tell you this, them that deny, they're going to stand before that same Jesus when the books are opened. And another book is opened, which is the book of life. The Lamb's book of life. The same Jesus' book of life. He is the Lamb of God. That's what John said. He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. And that same Jesus that John introduced to this old world is the same Jesus that will judge them by the Word of God. It's the same Jesus that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It's the same Jesus that the Father spoke there when John baptized him, said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. And then later, when he was transfigured up on the mountain, and Peter and James and John saw him speaking with Moses and Elijah, and Peter spoke up and said, Lord, it's good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elias. He said, then that a bright cloud overshadowed them. It wasn't a dark cloud, it was a bright cloud filled with the Shekinah glory of God. And God the Father was in that cloud. He said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye Him. That same Jesus that was transfigured before Him. Hallelujah. He's the one that's going to judge this old world one of these days. They're going to stand there and be judged. I love what I hear a preacher say on the radio one time. These here that are of all these other religions, they want to be a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Muslim. Like say, Muslims, oh yeah, they say Jesus was a real man, but they don't acknowledge Him as the Son of God. That sounds like a different Jesus to me. And some of these other watered-down versions of Christianity, they say it's gospel. Oh, they use the little buzzwords, gospel this and spirit that and Jesus so on and so forth. Oh, but it's different. And then it ain't this old-time way that we learn about here in the Word of God. The Word of God tells us about the virgin birth. It tells us about the Holy Ghost conception. It tells us about the resurrection. And it tells us He's coming back. That same Jesus is coming back. And it tells us about the judgment. And that same Jesus that they deny by their false doctrine, they'll stand before Him. That brother on the radio one time said, listen, because they get mad at us Christians for teaching and preaching that Jesus is the way, the door, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father except for through and by Him. They say, oh, you know, that ain't right. You're being exclusive like that. Well, yes, it's an exclusive way, but the good thing is the invitation has went out to everybody to come that way. He said, let whosoever will come and take of the water of life freely. He said, whosoever believeth on Him, listen, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. It's for whosoever. Whosoever. Anybody. If the Hindu, Buddhist, or Muslim, or whoever wants to turn from the lies of their false doctrine and turn to the truth of the gospel, they can be saved. The Lord will gladly save them. The Lord loves you out there today, and He'd love to have you. And maybe you're in some New Age, watered-down version of so-called Christianity. And they don't believe and teach in the bodily resurrection. They don't teach the deity of Christ. God Almighty, God the Father believes in the deity of Christ. He said, thy throne, O God, this is the Father. If you read it in Hebrews chapter 1, the Father referring to the Son, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. So if God the Father is telling the rest of the the creation, that His Son is just as much God as He is, I'll take His word for it. But that brother said, you come down to judgment day, and if it's Jesus that's judging you, you're standing before Him sitting on the throne, and it's Him judging you from His word, and it's Jesus that's you're answering to, and it's Jesus that you're bowing to, what religion will you wish you were on that day? Boy, I rejoiced when I heard that brother say that. I wanted to pass that on to you. Don't want to take credit for it. That brother mentioned that. And since Jesus you'll bow to, what religion will you wish you were then? I thought, hallelujah, what wonderful truth. That's worth passing on. So you're going to bow. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. This same Jesus, the one that ascended, the one that's coming back, the one that's on the right hand of God interceding for you right now if you'll call on Him. He's the one. It's the same Jesus. Is He your Lord and Savior? If not, won't you just bow and say, Lord Jesus, be merciful to me, a sinner. Ask Him to save you and forgive you. He gladly will. The Lord loves you and He'd love to have you, but the choice is yours. You may not have a tomorrow. As you're listening to this message, all you've got is today. You may not have a tomorrow. They bury people every day that meant to get right and didn't. But Satan will have you to put Jesus off one day at a time until it's one day too late. Or he'll try to get you to accept a counterfeit Jesus, another spirit, another gospel instead of the true Jesus through the true gospel and being filled with the true Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost that comes straight from Him. Anything else just ain't right. Please. Receive Jesus before it's too late. And be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.